Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, first day of February, and is our first opportunity this month to get an update from the City of Manhattan as they have a City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. And joining us in studio this morning, we have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have City Commissioner Mark Hattasall. Good morning.
Hello, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both in this morning as we take a look at city business. Again, the meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in City Hall. You can view those also on Cox Cable Channel 3 and the city's website. They stream those as well at cityofmhk.com/TV. Before we get into the agenda, it's a pretty light agenda here tonight, but we'll talk about some other city business as well. But, you know, we hear about the weather, and I know your crews, Ron, are raring to go tonight.
They're ready. Unfortunately, they're predicting some rain beforehand, so we're probably not going to be doing as much pre-treatment as we might where we've got colder temperature. A lot of times if we do, then it just kind of washes all that away. So we'll continue to monitor the temperatures, but it sounds like rain's going to hit kind of right after everybody gets off work for the most part, and then the snow shortly thereafter with the heavier stuff late morning or late overnight, and then or tomorrow morning I think is supposed to be the heaviest accumulations in the kind of mid-morning hours.
Is there anything you residents can do now here, just kind of making sure they're not parking in places they shouldn't be here to make sure the plows can get through?
Not a lot there. I mean, it's just obviously we do the city parking lots, you know, downtown and in Aggieville. It'd be good if they could get out of there. I mean, we haven't put the emergency snow ordinance in place for a long time. It still exists, but we've typically been able to plow around most of those. But yeah, if you don't have to park on the street and you have some other options, the plows can do a better job instead of going around you and maybe leaving a little windrow there, making you have to dig to get into your car. So those are always good things, and from that standpoint, and hopefully, you know, just kind of be prepared. It's going to get cold. It's February, obviously, but it's going to blow around a lot. So as we get through Thursday, so it's certainly a change in the weather, but just appreciate everybody kind of being tuned into what's going on, and be prepared.
I was talking before the program here that, you know, there's some great opportunities. A lot of folks always want to know how the roads are, and especially during the week here, if they do have to get out and work tomorrow morning, if it's bad, there are some great cameras here. I know the city has on its website, and those are pretty accessible.
Yeah, it's a nice little tool we've got there on our traffic division page of the city's website. So you can click on those, and several of the intersections where we have the video detection, as long as they're not covered with snow, they can show you kind of what's happening there. Some of those are just periodic pictures. Others are live that shows that video of what's going on in that particular intersection. So it can kind of give you an idea of maybe what's going on the other side of town if you take a look at different things, so different locations. So it is a good tool, and as you indicated, KDOT has similar things out on the interstate and other highway systems. So those are beneficial for folks to kind of help in their planning and if they're trying to decide about certain decisions.
All right, very good. Well, there's some other things going on around the city that we're kind of keeping an eye on. Of course, construction. I see that's continuing there on Kimball Avenue. I know they knocked the bridge down. I don't know when that happened, but it's been a little while. But how is that project progressing?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. We've got quite a few utility relocations going on in that particular area as well. So they've had some decent weather to make some progress. Of course, the commission at the end of last year awarded the next phase of that Kimball project, which is kind of the middle section of Kimball between College and Denison. So that project is kind of slated to start this spring. We are looking at also, because the other segment is closed, the contractor has proposed an option of closing that roadway as well, and that will help them get it done faster. I think if they can do that, they can get the majority of that work done before football starts back up again late summer. So looking at those options, we've got another project that was awarded in Aggieville on North Manhattan between Fremont Street and Bluemont, and that's a phase there. So work is continuing on the parking garage, and we're trying to get that work done kind of before that North Manhattan work starts. So there's a few more parking options, and that'll be done in different phases. There's some action on tonight's commission meeting relative to some electric line burying on a section of that. So, there's not a ton of work, patching some potholes, doing a little bit of everything. The weather's kind of been cooperative in a number of different ways, and so we've been able to get that work done. I don't think we've had quite as many waterline breaks lately, which is always good when it's going to be cold. But these fluctuations are some of the concerns that cause some of those. So, I think the things seem to be going well on the projects that we have going.
Cool. When's the ribbon cutting or the open house going to be for the parking garage? Do we have a date on that yet?
We don't. We're targeting April, okay. Roughly this spring to get all of that construction done. It's been impacted a little bit by just supply as well to finish some things up. And can it be substantially done without completely opening up? The commission will be talking about some of the policies governing the parking. There's been some discussion about having some interim policies while there's still a lot of construction going on in Aggieville. So there's that concept and philosophy as opposed to what you might desire to have for a revenue stream and a parking policy as if there wasn't any other issues going on in Aggieville. So and that's something that we'll take a look at. I know we've looked at some other communities. Lincoln is an example where they have that big arena downtown, and they basically the rate changes on a regular basis depending on events that are occurring. So that can get kind of detailed from a parking management standpoint. But those are some of those issues. Certainly want to work with providing a space for employees, and so is there a better deal for longer term employee parking or a monthly rate, if you will, for some of those locations. So those are a lot of the policies that we'll be talking about with the commission.
Well, with the doesn't seem like there's been a lot of sort of new economic development activity happening in the area, mostly because of COVID. You can tell that there's still no Brahms store, for example, because that was put on hold right around the time the COVID stuff started. But I think this has been a tremendous opportunity for us to do a lot of preparatory work. We're getting Aggieville, a lot of work done down there so that when economic activity sort of returns in a significant way, we'll have infrastructure and things in place to help facilitate that. The North Manhattan, Kimball, that whole EDGE project, we're putting a ton of money in there, and that's starting to show some good results, and we're really looking forward to the opportunities that will provide the city. So there's a lot of inconvenience going on. You might as well just avoid Kimball Avenue for the next 6 or 8 months still. But when that is all done, we're going to really have something nice up there.
Yeah, no question about it. That is, and you said the magic word, Brahms. that's a popular thing here, and we know that's been on hold for a while. And hopefully, at some point, those conversations will start back up again. But it is exciting to see the change and the progress starting to come to fruition a little bit there on Kimball Avenue. We'll talk about some other things here. Let's take our first break. We'll come back more with Ron Fear and Mark Hattasol as we talk city stuff here today on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.